Hi, I'm Joanna. I'm a compulsive eater and exerciser in recovery.
Hi, Joanna.
And I too am very humbled to be here. OA saved my life and continues to save my life and my relationships and my job every day. So I keep coming back because it works to work the program. And I'll just go along and follow the order of questions that Rachel gave. So the first question was, what did I do to look for and get a sponsor? So I came into OA in 2008, and I just wanted to, I gravitated towards the thinnest, fittest, most normal looking person, because I just felt so abnormal. And I just wanted someone to make it seem like I was okay. And I figured the thinner, the better. So I actually found a sponsor right away in that meeting. And I shortly afterwards found another sponsor. So the first person I found was a food sponsor, and it was very, very basic. So I didn't have a food plan. I don't think we ever talked about going to get a food plan or going to a nutritionist. She just said, call me when you feel like you're gonna binge. And so I did. And that's all I did for my first year. I just tried to not binge. And then shortly after I got the food sponsor, I got a step sponsor. So oddly enough, my food sponsor didn't work the steps, and she was very vocal about that. She said, oh, well, I don't work the steps, but you can call me about the food. So I thought, okay, well, what is this thing about the steps? So I got someone who worked the steps, and she walked me through the steps. And so what I learned from that experience is that I need someone who's committed to not eating compulsively no matter what, and someone who's working the spiritual recovery program through the steps. And so that's what I look for today. I look for someone who has both of those things like this. And I have had a number of sponsors, and I've also gone for lengthy periods with having no sponsor. And the times when I didn't have a sponsor, well, I should say this, my first year I had those two sponsors, and then I moved to DC, and I thought that I could work the program by using all the tools that didn't necessarily require surrendering or involve other people too much. So I could read the literature by myself. I could go to meetings and not necessarily connect with people. And the one thing I couldn't bear to do was to get a sponsor. I wasn't afraid of the spiritual recovery. I was afraid to commit my food. There was no way in hell that I wanted to do that. I just had a really tight grip on what I thought was healthy for me. So in early 2013, I had an opposite experience as the previous speaker. So I went to an OA How meeting, and if you're like, what is How and why do they keep talking about it, you can ask me after the meeting. But basically, HOW, Honesty, Open-Mindedness, Willingness, is an approach to working the OA 12-step program, and it's a structured program, or it's a structured approach. And so that actually worked really well for me, and I like what someone else said, that they just assumed being a sponsor was part of the deal. So when I started working OA How, I assumed that I not only would get a sponsor, but that I would become a sponsor. So when I went to How, I did the same thing. I just looked for anyone who was talking about having relief from compulsive overeating on a long-term basis. So I could go for 20, 25 days without binging, but I could never make it longer than that, like in my entire life, inside and outside of OA. And so when I went to the HOW meeting, the OA HOW meeting, I heard people saying, like, I have been free of compulsive overeating for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And I just thought, I want that. I want to be able to fathom life without being enslaved to compulsive overeating. And I couldn't fathom that because it had never happened to me in my entire life. So I, after the meeting, walked around, asked people if they would be my sponsor, because I was desperate enough to work this structured approach, which involved going to see a nutritionist and committing my food. And one part of the OA HOW program is weighing and measuring our food. So I was so desperate. I was like, sure, I will do that. You like tell me to stand on my head, like I will do it. And tell me to weigh my food. Sure, whatever, I will try it. And I tried it, and I that just worked really, really well for me. So the how I work with a sponsor is I call my sponsor 6 days a week. At the same time every morning, we talk for 15 minutes. And when I was working through the steps, that's what we talked about. So I would have a daily assignment. So if I was reading step one, I might read a paragraph, a sentence, but just read anything from the OA or AA literature on step one. And then I would set my cell phone timer for 8 minutes, and then I would just write. And then whatever I wrote is what I would talk about with my sponsor the next day in our call. And so I did that for 70 days, and I had 70 days of back-to-back abstinence, and I had gone through the first three steps. And we, someone had used the phrase step up before, and we actually, in OA HOW, we call it a step up. When you have 70 days of back-to-back abstinence, have gone through the first three steps, it's not like anyone's gonna force you to step up and be a sponsor, but it is a cultural thing where people just acknowledge, yeah, I have to give my recovery away in order to keep it. So there's this really cool celebration of the 70 days of back-to-back abstinence and kind of this new chapter of giving intentional service through sponsorship. And so I did this step up celebration. It was really cool. People brought flowers and everyone was like, yeah, and they're really excited. And it was really great. And one of the great things is that since it was such a cultural norm to sponsor others, it just didn't seem there didn't seem to be so much pressure about it, because everyone was like, oh yeah, I've made that mistake, like, oops, yep, I totally did that or this. And so I felt pretty comfortable knowing I had a lot of people to ask questions to if I felt uncomfortable. And the challenges that I have had being a sponsee is that, so like I said, I talk to my sponsor 6 days a week, 15 minutes each time we talk. And as an addict, I want to be all spontaneous and I like love chaos. And I'm like, oh, you're so boring. I talk to you every day. I want someone new and exciting. And like after kind of developing my food plan, and it was like, okay, I wasn't binging and doing all this crazy stuff with food, and my life kind of evened out. I was like, I need drama, you know, must create it. And so it was really hard for me to just maintain a relationship that was pretty stable and just kind of like, all right, well, tell me what you're going to eat today, and you know, tell me how you can be of service today. And so that was challenging. And then being a sponsor has been challenging in that just being secure enough in myself to offer my experience, strength, and hope, and to have boundaries about that, that what works for me may not work for someone else. And that's not a judgment call, that's just like, maybe we're just not a good fit. And I felt really codependent and anxious about all of that, like, I'm gonna hurt someone's feelings, and like, all of this stuff. And the reality is, like, I'm here to not eat compulsively, no matter what, and to live a spiritual life. And I'm here to help another person to do that. And that's my primary purpose. So that's all I have for right now. Thanks for letting me share.